You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 86, Body Expectations. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep. Most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, 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 friends. Hello, hello. How are you today? I'm doing amazing. I'm home from my cruise and it was wonderful. And I'll probably do a podcast all about that. But today, the podcast I have planned was actually a sequel, maybe you want to call it that, to episode 11. So if you haven't listened to episode 11, I would love for you to go listen to that. Or maybe when you're done listening to this, you'll want to go listen to episode 11 just as a refresher. But in episode 11, I talk about the manual. And the manual is something that coaches, a term coaches use, when we're referring to as the manual is anytime that, so we have relationships with people, right? And in those relationships, we have decided in our minds how people around us should act and what they should be doing and how they should be making us feel. And just like if you bought a lawnmower, that lawnmower would come with a manual about how to operate that manual or that lawnmower, right? Or if you bought a computer or a laptop or a new Instapot, everything comes with a manual and it teaches us how to use that item. Well, we have manuals for every relationship we have in our life. We have a manual for what we think our husband should be doing. We think he should be doing, paying attention to us a certain way. We think he should be helping out around the house a certain way. We think he should be showing us love a certain way. But we have that with our children. We think that our teenagers should be behaving a certain way. We think that our toddlers should be napping. We think our toddlers should be listening to us, right? We think our mother-in-law shouldn't annoy us. We think that our sister-in-laws shouldn't be saying comments that you don't ask them to say. Do you see that? Like, we have a manual in our mind about the relationships in our lives. I have a manual in my mind about how my friends should be friends to me and how often they should text me and how often they should be asking me to go to lunch or be in my life. Like, we all have this. You in your life have a manual for your relationships, and I have a manual for mine. And it's very interesting because all of our manuals are different. But what's fascinating is when we realize that our manual that we have in our mind about, let's say, our husband is not the manual he has. You have like manual 1.0 and he has manual 2.0. He doesn't know what your manual is for what you think he should be doing. You know, and it's possible if you want to right now, you could write out your manual and give it to your husband and say, here you go. This is how I expect you to be a husband to me. And you can see how that goes. He may or may not want to do your manual. But anytime we have expectations about things around us, we call it that, a manual. And in episode 11, I talked about how when we first start eating plant-based and we start connecting it to the word of wisdom and how amazing that is, we start looking at what everyone else eats, and we kind of have a manual for everyone about, well, I'm figuring this out, why can't you figure this out? And we show up in a lot of judgment about that. Well, we do this with our relationships. Today I want to talk about the manual and how you have one, not just for your relationships, but I'm telling you, you also have a manual for your body. Think for a minute what your manual about your body is. Is it, I should still look like I did before I had kids? Or, I got down to a certain weight once, I should be able to do that again. If I do A, B, and C, my body should be doing 1, 2, 3. If I eat 2 pounds of vegetables for breakfast, I should be losing 2 pounds a week. If I'm weightlifting, I should be seeing results. Do you see how, like, I don't know what your manual is for your body, but just like we have manuals in our relationships, you have a manual for your body. And anytime that I coach someone and we realize that they have a manual for someone in their life, usually and always, it's the manual that they have for someone in their life that's causing their misery. Because anytime we want to change the people around us and expect them to be different than exactly who they are, and we have all these expectations of them, and then they don't meet up to our expectations, it's our expectations that's causing our own suffering. And so when we know this, when we know that when we walk around and we demand all of the humans in our life to behave, and when they don't behave, then that is how, whether life is good or bad, it's truly how we suffer. And you get your power back when you realize, of course, all the humans around you are not going to do exactly what you want. And it's our job to love the humans and to see the beauty in the way they do things. Now, I'm not saying as a mom that you don't have expectations of your kids and you can't have any expectations of your husband. But I'm telling you, if you are trying to control the humans in your life and you're miserable, it's not because of the humans. It's because of your thoughts about what you think the human should be doing. All right, so if we flip that to our body, if we have a manual for what we think our body should look like, how it should behave, how it should respond to us when we do certain things, it's never your body that's causing the suffering when you are disappointed, when those outcomes don't happen. It's never your body, ever. Your body cannot make you suffer. Now, your body can be in pain. That's different. But when we're just discouraged about how our body looks and how our body is responding to what we are feeding it and how we are exercising or not feeding it or not exercising, when we have frustrations about that, it's our manual about our body that is causing our suffering. So what do we do about that? How do we drop our manual? Because the number one thing I've had to learn how to do in my life is drop the manual in my relationships. Like, stop deciding that I know what is the best way to be a friend and everyone should be a friend to me that way. Stop deciding that my husband, for him to be a good husband, he has to do A, B, and C. Stop thinking for my teenager, if he's a good teenager, he would be doing this, this, and this. It's just these stories we tell ourselves, y'all. And we create the same stories in our minds about our bodies. And what if it's possible to drop that? To not have expectations about our body anymore. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have goals and you can't try to challenge your body. But the real power comes when we detach from our results. When we can decide, my body is good, and I love to do what's in the best interest of my body, but my body's kind of running the show. And I've spent my whole life trying to manipulate it and change it. And it's really just caused me misery. So what if I did it differently? What if I just loved this body? Sit with that for a minute, you guys. If you're somewhere you can close your eyes, close your eyes. What if you just sit with your body? What if I just loved this body? I'm so grateful for it and amazed by all the things that it does for me every day. And my role is to find ways to love it back. Like, how do I show love to this body of mine? And when we get out of our result line of we think it should be having certain results, our body's going to take care of the results in the way it needs to. Like, there's so much power in deciding I'm carrying around an extra 15 pounds. Well, maybe my body needs that. I don't know. My body's in charge. My job, let's remember what your business is with your body. Your business with your body is you taking care of that body. You loving that body. But we all just sit around and fold our arms and pout at it. And we're mad at it because it doesn't behave the way we want it to. It doesn't give us the results we expect. Y'all, that's just our manual. It's our manual for our body. And anytime we use a manual, you can keep your manual. You can keep your manual with your husband. You can keep your manual with your kids. You can keep your manual with your mother-in-law. You get to do whatever you want. But I'm telling you, I found this for myself, and I found this with every client I've ever worked with. That manual is causing their misery in those relationships. And your manual about your body is causing you misery in the relationship with your body. Y'all, you get one body. One. You don't get a do-over. They don't swap it out and change it. You get one body. What if we just lay our weapons of war down and decide, where's that getting me? That's getting me nowhere. And I've used the weapons of war my whole life. How about I just lay them down and I just create a partnership with my body without a manual? I know what my body needs to be fueled. And most of the time, I'm pretty good at fueling my body the way it needs to be. And sometimes I'm not, because I'm human. And my body is going to respond and is doing exactly what it needs to do. And that's it. And for me, and you might be in the same way, I don't know, but I had to go unfollow a lot of accounts, even plant-based accounts, that were making a manual for me about what this process should look like and how fast I should be losing weight, or exactly what I should be feeding myself instead of me asking my body every day what my body needed. Like, I just had to stop following that. Even some plant-based groups, I had to go in and make it so it didn't always show up in my feed. It's something that if I want to go look at, I can go look at. Because when you're trying to put down your manual about your body, the world doesn't want you to. They're like, oh, no, pick up this manual. Oh, that, you don't like that manual, pick up this one. Let me give you another one. So don't just lay your manual down and then pick up a new one with someone else's idea of what your life should look like. Put the manual down and decide, okay, this is just about me and the relationship with me. And I don't like being at war with me. And I love this body of mine. And if I love it, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to pay attention to it. And I'm also going to feed it what it needs. And I'm also going to drop into grace when I'm not perfect at it. Do you see how different that feels when we drop the manual about our body? So, yeah, think about that this week. Think about, do you have a manual for your body? My guess is yes. And is that manual serving you? And what if you laid it down? No more expectations. No more my body should be doing this. No more I should be weighing this. No more I can only be healthy if. Let's just decide that's it is. It's all a story. And it's this manual we've made for ourselves. And it causes our suffering. So let's put it down. And let's get real curious. And less judgmental. And let's start really trying to decide, what does love feel like for me? If I'm just going to love myself, what does it look like for me to love myself? Yeah. Let's see where that takes us this week. Let's see where it takes us to just put the manual down. And this is not easy. It's not easy when you put the manual down with your relationships, with your spouse, with your kids. We want that manual so bad. And one thing that sometimes I've had clients do is, why don't you go ahead, if we really want to keep the manual, let's say it's about your husband and what he should be doing, let's write it out. Let's write that whole manual out and let's give it to him. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's write it all out and write everything that he needs to be doing so that you can feel better. And see how that works out for you. See how you feel once it's all down on paper. I mean, you get to keep it. You get to have your manual if you want your manual. Same with your body. Write down all the expectations you think your body should be doing. And then look at it. And decide if you want to keep that. Decide what you think, what your running thoughts are about what your body should be doing. And really deciding if it's worth holding on to that. And I'm letting you know, you think that when your body starts to do the things that your manual says it should do, the only reason you want that is because you think at that point you will feel better. And I'm letting you know right now, the way you feel better is what you want to think today. That's how you feel better. Feeling better is available to you right now. We don't have to wait for our husbands to cooperate. We don't have to wait for our children to do what we want. We don't have to wait for our mother-in-law to shut up and stop talking to us. Whatever it is, I don't know what your relationship is with your people and your humans that frustrate you. But I'm just letting you know, they are not what's frustrating you. It's your thoughts about what they say and what they do that frustrate you. It's a thought problem, not a human, other human beings in your world problem. It's the same with our body. It's the exact same with our body. Your body is never the, you never have a body problem. I'm telling you, no, you always have thought problems. And so you holding onto that manual and gripping that manual as hard as you can about what you think your body should be doing, A, it's causing your misery, and B, you holding onto that is not going to offer for you to ever feel better like you want it to. I mean, you could manipulate your body and make all these things happen and get to that size that you think is the magic number or whatever the manual says. You can do that, but I'm just letting you know, you don't have to wait to do that. If you're like, no, that's what I'm doing, Trish, that's fine. But I'm letting you know, you can feel better today. Feeling good is available to you right now. And it's all based on what you choose to think about your body. It's all based on what you choose to think about your husband and all of the humans in your life. It's the same. All right, look at your life. Look at your relationship with your body. Do you have a manual? I'm assuming you do. Let's start looking at that this week and thinking of the ways that we can drop it and then drop into love instead and start doing things that feel like love for ourselves. All right. I hope you have a great day. And I hope you're eating plants. And I'm just glad you're here. I'm super grateful for everyone that comes and is wanting to do things differently. I pray for you. And I really hope that each podcast that you listen to gives you a little nugget of what you need to love yourself more. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user-friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture-free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews is
are really important, because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.